Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans in the 12th chapter. Paul is writing about the new life in Christ. And he says, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, as it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. No. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, for by doing this you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." This is the word of the Lord. I'm always interested to hear what people remember from sermons. And if you were here last Sunday, there were many things remembered, I hope, but what I've gotten more comments on than anything else was my reference to the oyster dressing. That I grew up with in Louisiana, and yes, I did make it for our Thanksgiving dinner, and it was delicious for Friday and Saturday leftovers. But today, remember, I hope, the Thanksgiving dishes that have been washed and put away, and maybe you joined with the crowds out shopping on Friday or went surf shopping online. And I've got to ask, are you the kind that when you do your shopping, do you have lists? That is, or do you make a list? Do you ask people for some gift-giving ideas, colors, sizes, some details that you want to make the gift just right? My family does that. But I want to add one more name to your list. One more name for doing your Christmas shopping. You've got several weeks to think about it. And that name is God. Have you ever thought about what God might want for Christmas? And I really don't think it's ever out of season to think about what God would like from us. I knew one family who did draw names for Christmas. Maybe you do that. Grandparents and parents and aunts and uncles and children and all the cousins. Well, the grandfather drew his name, and the rule is you're supposed to put it back in and draw somebody else's name. Well, he kept his name. And on Christmas morning, as the family opened each of their name gifts, he opened the gift with his name on it, and with a sly grin on his face said, "It's one of the best gifts I've ever received." Now, what comes out of that question is, what if we all started doing that? Always looking to get what we want, when we want it, not thinking about giving to other people what they might want, might need. In fact, that's how Paul describes us in the beginning of his letter to the Romans. He says we're self-filled. Or to put it in terms we might understand better, it's not that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, but the world is living by one big selfie stick. Each of us living as if it's all about us, all about me. We shop just for us. The only name on our list for living is our own. But what Paul does, he spends the rest of his letter describing how, for us Christians, a grace-filled life should replace a self-filled God-filled life. That's what he says just a few sentences before our scripture lesson. He writes, as Eugene Peterson translates it in The Message, "Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering, a gift." What God wants is us. Now, it's not the way most of us think about it, especially as we look toward Advent and getting ready for God's gift to us. And we so often get this back to front and upside down, and the psalmist is reminding us that we were made by God for God. Rick Warren sums up the idea well when he says, "If you want to know why you are placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You exist by God's purpose and for God's purposes. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. You are made for God and not vice versa, and life is about letting God use you for God's purposes, not using God for your purposes. What God wants is us. That's the gift." Now, this Christmas package for God looks very familiar each year. I know that. It's neatly wrapped in seasonal decorations with the familiar story of Mary and Joseph in the respective accounts of Luke and Matthew, the journey to Bethlehem's manger, the visit of the Magi. Now, slight changes in the wrapping occur from year to year, but for the most part, the package looks the same. It has the decorative bows from the prophet Micah to do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God, and ribboned with Jesus saying to love as he has loved us. Oh, it can be a very attractive and elegant and beautifully wrapped package. But if God wants us, it really is about the gift inside, the grace-filled life. So, if you will remember this and want to do some shopping for God's Christmas gift, here in our reading from Paul's letter to the Romans is a detailed description to go on that list. Let me go through it again briefly. Genuine love, rejoice in hope, keep the Spirit's flame going, don't quit in hard times, pray hard, help those in need, show hospitality to the stranger, bless your enemies, no cursing under your breath, laugh with your friends when they're happy, and share tears with them when they're down. As best you can, get along with everybody. Don't be stuck up. Be friends with nobodies. And don't ride around on your high horse or try to get even. God will take care of it all. Now, I know that's not a list that can be filled through Amazon Prime. And you won't find these in any of the catalogs that we're drowning in this time of the year or by surfing the internet on Etsy or eBay. Remember, what God wants is us. If we're going to go shopping for God's Christmas gift, it begins with a soul-surfing shopping trip. Like the gift of Kayla Muller, Kathleen Day, her minister, longtime friend, director of United Christian Ministries in Denver, said whenever someone needed help, Kayla was happy to join in and didn't need to be the center of attention. She was just a humble, down-to-earth girl who liked to ease the suffering of just one person. Small and seemingly insignificant gestures of compassion did not escape her. In December 2012, Kayla traveled to the Turkey-Syria border to provide aid to Syrian refugees. A few months later, in August 2013, Kayla and a friend visited a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Aleppo, Syria, the epicenter of the bombing and the genocide, to repair the hospital's internet connection. They stayed there overnight, were taken captive the next day on their way to the bus station by the terrorist group ISIL. It was spring 2014 before anyone would officially hear from Kayla. In a letter she sent out through fellow captors who had been released, An excerpt reads, "I remember Mom always telling me that in the end, the only one you really have is God. I've come to a place in experience where, in every sense of the word, I have surrendered myself to our Creator because literally there was no one else. By God and by your prayers, I have felt tenderly cradled in free fall. I've been shown in darkness light and have learned that even in prison, one can be free. I'm grateful, I pray each day that if nothing else, you have felt a certain closeness and surrender to God and have formed a bond of love and support amongst one another. On February 10th, 2015, Kayla Miller's family received the news of her death. Reverend Day wanted her students to learn from Miller's legacy. She says, I'm going to counsel my students that anyone can respond to suffering. It's okay if you never feel called to leave your community. You don't have to travel the world. Suffering is right before us everywhere, and we're just called to see it, to respond to it and have an expression of joy, kindness, and advocacy for those that don't have a voice. That's what Kayla loved and practiced. I know that we're not Kayla Miller going to war-torn places in our world, but I do know that each one of us have been met by the love of God in Jesus Christ, and that as there are burdens that weigh people down, as there are challenges that seemingly exceed our strength, as there is suffering that overwhelms our heart, that now, maybe more than ever, is a time for you and me to consider how we practice our purpose to live the love of God, to give God what God wants for Christmas, a grace-filled, not a self-filled life. It's one of those gifts that when you go shopping, you know it when you see it. It's just right, the gift you've been looking for to give to God. So if you need some gift-giving ideas for God, I ran across this a few weeks ago, and I think he describes the kind of gift Paul is writing about. When I'm sick and you bring me a meal, I don't care whether you're a Calvinist or Catholic. When I'm poor and you give me some food and money, I don't care if you're premillennial or postmillennial. When I'm in the hospital and you send me a prayer, I don't care what your church denomination is. When you visit my grandparents in the nursing home, I don't care what style of worship music you listen to. When you're kind enough to shovel my parents' driveway, I don't care what translation of the Bible you read. When you give my friend a lift when the car breaks down, I don't care if you're Baptist or Methodist. When you help my grandmother carry a heavy load of groceries, I don't care what you believe about evolution. When you're celebrating my birthday with me, I don't care about your views related to baptism. When you grieve alongside me during the death of a family member, I don't care if you tithe or not. When you love me in deep and meaningful and authentic ways, nothing else really matters. Grace-filled lives as our gift to God. We can go shopping for that today and any day. To God be the glory.